Scientists are doing their best to make robots as human as possible in what they can do, the problems they can solve. We get more and more evidence of that. And yesterday, we got the release of a video of the latest prototype robots from the US robotics company Boston Dynamics. It shows a sort of dog-like robot walking up to a closed door, calling a similar robot over. The second robot has an arm, which it uses to open the door, and then both walk through. 2 years ago, this same company released a video of another prototype. You might remember it. It was of a human-like robot recovering from being pushed by an engineer. It stumbles backwards before righting itself and returning to its original stance. Two simple human-like gestures. But two videos that, for many of us, I think tremendously unsettling, which possibly explains why these videos both went viral. Toby Walsh is Professor of Artificial Intelligence at the University of New South Wales. Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
When I watched the latest door-opening video in this office, I was really unsettled by it. In fact, the whole team looked around and we all had the same response. And obviously, a lot of people did because it went viral. Millions of people watched and shared this. Why do you think that is, Toby?
Yes, it is a little unsettling. It used to be that if you wanted to escape from a robot, you just had to go behind a door and it wouldn't be able to open the door or climb a flight of stairs. But robots are starting to be able to do those simple things. There's this strange paradox. It's called Moravec's paradox, that actually the easy things are often the most difficult things for robots to do. And the hard things like, you know, playing chess or reading x-rays are the easy things for computers to do. But whilst they've been doing those more difficult things, some of these easy things like opening a door or going up a flight of stairs are now starting to fall to the robots.
And it's unsettling because you could see almost the process of thought felt like going on and deliberation in the robot's mind. It just felt so human, didn't it?
Well, I think you may be reading a little too much into it. We don't know if actually it's acting autonomously. We suspect it probably, Boston Dynamics haven't said whether it's actually just being controlled by someone or actually it's actually making those sorts of decisions itself.
Tell me a bit more about Boston Dynamics. Why are they putting this out, this particular piece of film? Is it just a showpiece, or have we reached the point where robots can work together to overcome obstacles like closed doors? Is that the point of this?
Yes, Boston Dynamics is a very interesting company. It used to be owned by Google, by Alphabet, the parent company of Google. But they have been well known now for putting out videos like this that do challenge our perceptions of what's possible. So actually, Google decided to put them up for sale and then have now been bought by SoftBank, a Japanese company.
Why do you think Google got rid of them?
Well, I think my suspicion is that they didn't really like the optics. It was suggesting that these robots are being developed for the U.S. military. They will be able to walk very effectively over rough terrain. Mm. They will be able to help soldiers carry large loads across rough terrain. So there's going to be lots of military applications for these. Some of which we should be very concerned about.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We're getting close to the point where robots will need to make life and death decisions for us or against others in the military applications, in autonomous vehicles, for instance, not to mention medical technology. Do you believe technology is ready for that kind of challenge, and are we, and the ethical guidelines?
No, I don't. And thousands of my colleagues also don't. And also, you know, many other senior people. 2 weeks ago, the Lieutenant General Angus Campbell, the chief of the army in the Australian army, went on the record and said that we should be very concerned that these sorts of technologies will be used by our enemies, by terrorists and others who won't have the same ethical standards as that we have. And they will be weapons of terror. They'll change the speed of battle. They'll change the scale of battle. They will be ultimately weapons of mass destruction. One programmer can control thousands of these robots.
And there is another robot story in the news this week, less scary, I think, put a smile on our dial probably. South Korean robotics teams have been teaching robots to ski, and that's going to be on display at the Winter Olympics. How much of a technological challenge is that, do you think, to teach a robot to ski?
Well, if you look at the videos, we've still got a very long way to go with teaching robots to ski. Most of them didn't get past the first gate. They had to go through some red and blue gates, and most of them failed at the first gate. So even a beginner skier, I think, still shows that we have a long way to go with some areas of robotics.
I don't know that I could beat the robots, though, on the slopes anyway, even at that level. Toby, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Toby Walsh, Professor of Artificial Intelligence at the University of New South Wales and author of It's Alive, Artificial Intelligence from the Logic Piano to Killer Robots. And if you want to see that video we've been talking about, it's called Spot Mini. Have a look at it on the internet.